Now time for a locker room chat with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman after a tough loss to Christ Prep, but thankfully for you guys it was a non-district game. And you kind of felt like, as we kind of talked before the interview started, that your young guys really came out and competed hard.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got a couple freshmen and a couple 2-3 sophomores out there now, the effort was much better than the week before against a very talented Christ Prep team. But top to bottom, collectively, the team effort was much better, in my opinion.
You know, who are some of those guys that you're really looking forward to coaching here in the next few years as freshmen and sophomores?
Well, as a freshman, we've got Xavier Burgess that's come in, both at corner and outside linebacker, that's done a heck of a job defensively. Keegan Vinneberg, we put him in a couple games ago at outside linebacker. He's really shined there, made some nice tackles. Tristan Kuhlman, another freshman, we've got him at running back and subbing in and out at DN. Great effort, hard-nosed kid. So that's just a few that just good effort kids, yeah.
And moving forward here, you guys take on a Troy team with a chance to possibly get third place in the league and stay in contention to make the playoffs this year. Your thoughts on how things have kind of shaped out this season? I mean, things have obviously not gone the way you want, but you still have a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're not giving up. You know, we're not throwing in the towel by any means. Troy's a very good team, very talented, spread the ball around, throw it around. And then also just looking at, you know, we're not in the habit of making excuses, but certainly the teams we've played so far are very, very good. You know, a lot of 5-1 teams in there, you know, with Riverside, too, also being a solid team. So that has a decent amount to do with, you know, the frustrations and where we're at record-wise also.
A combined record of 20-4, excluding Riverside from a couple weeks ago. But moving forward here, as you guys finish down the final stretch, what are some things that you're really hoping for your kids to improve on?
I just want to stay hard-nosed. You know, we want to play hard. We want that effort. You know, we kind of preach a little acronym we have that we tell them is effort, attitude, and toughness, EAT. So continue to work on those things. This is how you have to play this game, in our opinion. And they're buying in. They continue to buy in. And if we do those things, you know, I don't really care about the scoreboard. You know, you want to win, but it has to start there.
Yeah, it certainly does. Coach, we'll go and take a quick break, and we'll come back in just a bit here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman, and kind of going more in depth about the Troy Trojans. This is a team that enters the game 2-4 under head coach Derek Jasper, who's a fantastic ball coach. They also, like you guys, have had a very tough schedule with losses to Wabunsee, Valley Heights, and Centralia, as well as Jackson Heights, with wins over Valley Falls and Morehillman Academy. I mean, like we were kind of talking about this before we got on the air. I mean, this is no slouch.
No, absolutely not. You know, we've got tape on them. They've got some athletes, and they've got a system that's been in place for, you know, the whole time Coach Jasper's been there. Like you said, he's a heck of a coach. They do a great job. They play really hard, too. They fly around. You know, and I think that record is a little deceiving. You know, I mean, what we see on tape, this is a good team.
You know, they certainly are. What are some things about this matchup that you're really going to try to focus and key in on?
Matchups defensively, you know, we saw them last year. Man, they were loaded last year, and they're pretty darn loaded again this year. You know, we've just got to play sound assignment football on the defensive side of the ball, and then just the old adage, you know, take care of business and get, make blocks offensively. You know, I think that's against any team, but even more so this week.
Here with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman, as we wind down our regular season, looking at the district, you guys are tied right there with Troy and a full game behind Riverside. How important is it for you guys to, if you guys even aren't able to win this game, stay competitive and show that you guys have some promise for years to come?
Oh, huge. Absolutely. You know, the focus has been this week, you know, and really the last week too, is just one play at a time, one rep at a time, one series at a time, one quarter at a time. Try to win those things and then put it all together and see what the sum of those totals is then. So just, you know, win each rep, win each play. So that's just kind of the approach we're taking right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Control those controllables and everything will fall into place. Coach, thank you so much for your time here today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck on Friday.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
That was Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.